Obviously, the National Executive now are looking at that request. That will be considered, and the National Executive meet now on a weekly basis. But I'm also aware that National Executive will be listening to our grassroots and will be making an informed decision in relation to this application. And can I just point out, in relation to Martin, you're correct in terms of saying about Martin being a loyal member of the party, hard-working member of the party down the years. Certainly in the Stranorlar area, he's been a very, very strong
voice. Why would
he
not have been contacted about this? Just a courtesy call.
Well, look, the way it is a fairly blunt and I suppose at times effective, and it can be sometimes seen as a blunt instrument around the addition or deletion of candidates. Somebody makes an application, it's been considered, and no decision has been made yet. No decision has been made as we speak on the phone here. So obviously headquarters are considering this request.
And very finally, if the request was considered and accepted, that of course would mean that he would be presumably a sitting Fine Gael councillor before May's elections, and therefore would run to retain his seat as a Fine Gael councillor, and that would require him presumably through a process being added to the ticket, and therein lies the situation we find ourselves in, is it?
Well, yeah, it's a twin approach. There's the position of joining the party, and then obviously it would become a decision if Frank decided to run again, which he intends doing. But I just want to point out that Frank Briberty is a hard-working councillor. He has the interest of his area very much at heart, and we're building our party. We've got a very, very strong team together. We've got a formidable group.
Would you like to see him on the ticket, Minister?
Yeah, I would have no problem with Frank on the ticket.